mobilization sites I'd been to when I was asked to come back, I appreciated a lot that went on there. And honestly, the no-nonsense mobilization process, because between Benning and Fort Dix, and please don't put those names in there, but I'm just letting you know,
right.
I thought that they were more not as user-friendly, and that Fort McCoy was very user-friendly, and that we trained on what we needed to train on, and it was the level met my expectations of what it should be. And honestly, I've deployed 6 times since 9/11, and I've never felt as good about the training process as I did at Fort McCoy. I appreciate the people that were there in knowing what we went through, and that we were more prepared probably than I ever thought we would be. Gives a relevance of how I feel about the place. That knowing just a little, and it just reminded me, a little insight. We've been told that the company we replaced in Iraq had lost in the single digits, but closer to probably the double digits. I just don't recall off the top of my head. And it was a very deadly place we were going to.
Yeah, it was. That particular region you were at was, yeah.
Yeah. What we were probably going to be expected to do, when I say I know I've been shot at or blasted at least 100 times in 1 year without even, like, spitballing, or not even, like, trying to guess. I know it's close to 100, if not over, and that's just my squad. It's not my company. That it was constant something going on. We recognized that where we were going, what we were doing, those items didn't seem like a lot, and probably to most people, but it was just something of somebody and who they were and what it represented. And a couple of the guys that signed and put those things in there, not all of them got to come back to it. They were met. I had 3 people medevaced out of my squad alone, and they lived, but
they weren't the same.
What's that?
But they weren't the same.
No,
none of you were the same when you're done. So
I just and I'd rather not get too much into go down that path right now.
Right, and we won't.
It was a year like no other. I just want to stop at that.
Yeah, that's fine. I can relate.
But anyway, I encourage you to probably, because you're going to read some stories about people, very courageous stories that are well-publicized, to include things that people did from our company, are consistently documented in military police history and some FMs across the Army. There's some doctrine that's written by the military police corps based on some of the things that we did. It's truly a year that I'll never forget, and I appreciated everybody that was there and what they put in.
Okay. Well, Sergeant Major, that's all I had for you.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. If you need anything else, I will try to email you some pictures, but I think you'll find quite a few.
Okay. Well, I mean, if there's as much as you say there is on online, I'll find. I only need a couple, so.
Yeah. If you're more than welcome, though, if you feel like you don't have the appropriate ones or something you want, just send me an email and I can pull some.
Right. And I'll definitely share with you everything I do with this. So.
Okay. Thanks.
Obviously. Because you're a part of it.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
We'll take it from there.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
You too, Sergeant Major.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.